You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
The number one song in the country right now, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Yeah, so that song peaked at number two back in November.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of dropped down the charts a little bit in December. A lot of the reasons why is because Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Like, I think Mariah Carey is always the number one song.
She is the Christmas queen.
In December. But here we are in January, and we've got another number one song from Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I have lots of entertainment news today.
What's going on?
Not all of it good.
Oh.
Because I sent this to Alyssa, I think, over the holidays. Wasn't it? Going into last weekend, the news about Aubrey Plaza's husband.
Oh, so sad. So unexpected. He was not very old.
No, 47 years old.
Yeah.
And I just adore her.
Same. I really love her.
Tremendously talented. Mm-hmm. From her work on Parks and Rec and everything that I've seen her in.
I haven't seen her in anything that I don't like her in.
Hysterical.
Like, she does phenomenal. And she just seems like a very, like, down-to-earth person when I see her, even in, like, interviews or just, you know, on late-night shows or whatever.
And now she is dealing with her husband, who is committed suicide. And
they just got married not that long ago, either.
Yeah, she's so private. Like,
super.
We don't really know the details about when she got engaged or when she got married. But her husband, Jeff Baena, she did release a statement, which I was surprised by, but she released a statement. She is asking for privacy after this unimaginable tragedy, and she expressed her gratitude for everyone who has offered support.
Ugh.
I can't imagine. I don't know when we will hear from her again.
I hope she takes as much time as she needs.
I hope we will hear from her again.
I hope so, but I wouldn't blame her if we didn't.
Happier news.
Yes,
from the world of entertainment.
Let's get some of that, please. I need some happy news.
Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged.
I saw that yesterday. There was rumors flying all over the place because what was the Golden Globes? She was wearing like a very sparkly ring on her left ring finger. And it turns out that, yes, they are engaged.
People notice that ring. So the word is that Tom proposed over the holidays. Oh. He did ask Zendaya's father for permission months ago. And everybody is thrilled about the news. I think they met during Spider-Man Homecoming back in 2016, and they've been together ever since. And
they're now such cuties. They're like such an unproblematic couple. They're another couple that they tend to keep things relatively private. We don't hear much about Zendaya and Tom Holland. We see little paparazzi pics of them like strolling around L.A. sometimes, but nothing too much. So I'm excited for them, though.
What's your good news? What's going on in your world right now? Did you get engaged over the holidays? My sister did. I don't know if she wanted me to. Yeah, I don't know if she wanted me to say that.
No, you didn't even tell me that. Wait, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, my sister's engaged.
Oh, my gosh. I
better not say anything more. She didn't really give me permission to say anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe zip the lips.
But, yeah, what is your good news? Share it during Good Vibes, because we have that coming up at 655 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Bill and Alyssa are real life, real Cleveland.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
A great morning show.
The best morning soundtrack.
The Morning Show.
This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So over the holidays, Alyssa, myself, my wife, Alyssa's husband, Bryce, got together for our impromptu Christmas party.
Yeah, little Kent State reunion.
Yeah, that's where we went to Kent, because Alyssa and I both graduated from there, not during the same year,
no.
Different years, but Kent still holds a special place in our hearts.
And we don't get to make it down there very often, so this is our first time getting to go down together.
So we were there, I believe it was the Saturday before Christmas.
Yes.
And we had dinner at Ray's, and we're sitting at dinner, and something that Alyssa brought up, a topic of conversation, we were talking about my boys, because I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. She asked me if either of them were using a specific phrase, like one of those Gen Z, Gen Alpha phrases.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about it all the time.
Riz, yeah, there's new ones, like, all the time. I literally cannot keep up.
And Gat.
Gat.
Which I'm still hearing every day. But what was the, tell me the, what you had brought up, because I had not heard it up until this particular
dinner. Was it low tape or fade?
No, it wasn't, but now I got
okay, it wasn't low tape or fade. Was it,
now I have to write that down to listen for that. No,
was it,
I'll tell you what it was, because you could be guessing forever.
Yeah,
you
I'll said, be here for a while.
You said, has any of your boys asked you if you've had knee surgery, or if you need knee surgery?
Are you getting ready for your knee surgery?
Yeah. What does that mean? Because at that point, I had not heard that phrase.
I actually, okay, well, did you hear it that night, you
yes.
said? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I would love some context, because I tried to look up what knee surgery meant in the terms of, in the context of the meme.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I was hitting a wall. The meme is that there is no meaning. There is no reason behind it. It's just like a meme of the Grinch that says, like, going for knee surgery.
I don't get it in that context with the Grinch, but here's what happened that night. So we leave the bar, we leave Kent, and it's around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Our boys are with friends of ours that live in Streetsboro. Okay, so they're watching the boys. And we know we're trying to be respectful for them and not, you know, show up at 2 o'clock in the
right.
morning trying to collect our kids.
Exactly.
We're trying to pick them up at a reasonable hour. So we drive to Streetsboro, and we go into the living room and we sit down. And the boys don't really want to go because they're having so much fun, because they're playing Xbox and everything
oh,
else.
Oh, yeah. They're having, like, the time of their life.
We're like, come on, kids. We got to go. We got to go home.
It's time.
And Drew's like, why? Do you have knee surgery in the morning? And Paul and I are like, what? I said, we just heard that a few hours ago.
I just, like, we were on the same wavelength, me and Drew.
So my observation about that, my perspective is it has something to do with just being old and going to bed early and shutting it down so early when everybody's having fun, because I'm old.
Okay.
I'm Gen X. I need knee surgery.
You know what? That actually makes at least a little more sense than what I found. So thank you.
That's how I interpret it.
Okay. So if somebody asks you if you're getting knee surgery, it's an insult. They're calling you old.
Yes.
Without calling you old.
Or hip replacement. I think you can easily just say hip replacement.
Yeah. That one, I think, will get the job done too.
All right, so we've got that cleared up anyway.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. We'll let you know if any other Gen Alpha slang terms come our way.
Well, like you just said, low tape.
Low taper fade.
Low taper fade.
I don't know what that is either. I just know the kids are saying it.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up this morning right around 7:55. And it's Tuesday, so we've got Hot Take Tuesday on the way.
Let's go.
We'll bring the wheel back in. We will spin the wheel, and we will have instant opinions and hot takes coming up on the Q Morning Show.
Let's go.
You doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Doing okay.
Thanks for asking.
Wonder how Jelly Roll's doing.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. So, yeah, we do this on Tuesday mornings. It's called Hot Take Tuesday. So I have this wheel that I found in some closet. Let me get it over here.
An old prize wheel.
And on this wheel are slips of paper, which Alyssa and I are not aware of what is on these slips of paper.
Yeah, we had one of our coworkers write down some hot takes and tape them on the wheel. So now we get to give it a spin and see where it lands. And then we instantly have to have an opinion on the hot take.
I'm spinning right now. I know they were changing out some slips of paper this morning, so.
Oh, boy.
All right, it's going to land right here. So let's choose this one. New Year's resolutions.
Ooh.
Do they change your life or are they just BS?
Oh, well, I mean, as someone who just made some resolutions.
Like an hour ago.
I mean, I think that they can change your life. I think that they're good. I think that it gives you like a time to reset for the year and kind of have something positive to work on.
Exhibit A, however, to offer a counterpoint, you are the one who, at the beginning of 2024, bought a gym membership to, where was it? Planet Fitness? Lifetime Fitness?
Yeah, Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness. And you have, how many times have you gone to Planet Fitness since you started that New Year's resolution?
Why you gotta do this to me? Zero times. I've never stepped foot into the gym.
Not even once.
Not even once, okay? I don't even quite know where it is. The intentions were good. My intentions were there. But you know what? I learned my lesson. This year, I didn't make any resolutions having to do with fitness.
Oh, good. So you have made resolutions, however, that you still might not keep. See, I'm on the, I guess, the opposite spectrum where I don't want to say BS because I think that people do make resolutions and I think that some people do stick to them. And if you do that and it works for you, great. But I don't really believe in the new year, new me concept.
Does it hit you at any other time of the year? Like I know some people
really.
Like it's their birthday that they kind of make. No,
I don't know. Not really. If there is something that I diagnose in my life that I think needs real change, then I will concentrate on that. But real change is hard.
Real change is hard.
And resolutions, I think, are more short-term motivations. Like they're things that you just think of like off the top of your head. But in order to establish real change, you need to have a willingness to commit to it for the long haul. And that's why I think people make their resolutions and they crowd the gym for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they give up on their resolution because they don't really have a plan or they don't have a sustained effort and it's easy to abandon them. And that's why I think that resolutions fade so quickly.
Yes. I mean, I do agree with that in a sense, but I think that like for me, I just love resolutions because I like making lists and it gives me something to make a list for. I like to write. So
you have made a lot of lists so far in 2025.
I love making a good list. So making my list of resolutions felt natural. Will it come to fruition? I don't know.
Okay. 216-474-0104. Where do you stand on this? New Year's resolutions. Do they change your life? Or do you consider them to be just BS?
Do you even make any at all?
Right. Have you made one? Have you already given up on your New Year's resolution?
Oh, boy.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Did you know they're making a biopic of Britney, of her life?
Yes, I did. I am very excited to see it. I hope that she has her hands in it so that we really get Britney's story.
So the director of this Britney biopic is John Chu, who just did Wicked.
Oh, it's the same guy?
Yeah, and he says that, yeah, Britney's going to be involved as much as she wants to be.
Oh.
So it is the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, Hot Take Tuesday. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. I think the question posed to us, do resolutions change your life? Or are they just BS?
And I said, I mean, I think that they can be life-changing. I love a good resolution. I love a good reset of the year. Bill, on the other hand.
I said they were BS. I already explained my reasons. I don't need to repeat myself. Amanda and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you make resolutions?
I don't always make resolutions. It's a year to year if I do it. Like,
if
I did it last year, I did it.
If there's something that
year.
Motivates you, that it, you're like, I need to change this about myself, what would that be? Give me an example.
So this year, I'm done having all of my kids. And I want to go back to my weight I was before I started having kids. So I gave myself, I also time them. I don't be like, oh, I'm going to lose weight in 2 months. I gave myself 10 months to get to my first goal weight.
Oh, okay. See, I think that's perfect.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because you have a long-term plan.
Right.
And so if something goes off the rails, say in March.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you have a long-term plan and you can kind of stick with it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just giving up. Because, oh, I guess I wasn't able to accomplish it. So.
Right. Like, I didn't stick to the plan. And then you just, like, throw your hands in the air. But, no, I think that's perfect to set yourself, like, a good, manageable time period to accomplish something.
Good for you, Amanda. Good luck
to you.
Check back with us and let us know how it's going.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and hold me accountable for my resolutions, too. Somebody's got
to
do it.
I keep forgetting yours. The one that comes to me, the one that you said you want to work with your hands.
Yeah, that was a big one. Work with my hands, be more environmentally conscious, and try to shop small.
Okay, and good luck to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up this morning, right around 7:55. We have boat show tickets.
Whoa.
That's a New Year's resolution. I want a boat this year. Q104. I was just kidding. I don't really want a boat.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me, hold on. The song was about to start, so we couldn't elaborate, but Bill just pops on with, I want a boat this year. I'm rooting for you because then that means that I have a boat friend.
That's not a real resolution, though.
It's really not. I was telling Bill, like, when we went off air, I feel like some people are losing the plot with resolutions. Because I've seen people making resolutions that it's like, I want a boat this year. And I'm like, that's a wish list. That's not something to work on with yourself.
No.
That's just something you want.
Even if I had the means to obtain a boat, which I don't. I still don't want a boat.
Oh, man. You got me excited for a second.
No, it's too much maintenance required there. I do not have the patience or the diligence to be a boat owner. I barely am qualified to own a car.
Yeah, you did forget your keys yesterday.
Well, look at all the things that I still haven't bought tires for my car. And we're in the middle of winter.
Yeah, look, you might just wait till next year at this point.
Look how long it took me to replace that headlight.
And you're on me about not canceling my gym membership. Get off me, man.
I apologize if I seem a little off today. I feel like I'm a step behind everybody else.
Oh, are you going to tell everybody why?
Yeah, it's just because of... Well, first of all, I'm going to take a long time to get there. Because yesterday in the after show meeting, the post show meeting, Alyssa right now is obsessed with disease. She thinks that there is a future pandemic on the way with the bird flu.
Okay, listen.
Which there's not.
I'm not trying to fear-monger. I'm just pattern recognizing. It feels like I'm having deja vu, and that's why I'm like, oh my God, like, are we about to do this again?
No. We've been through this before. It's okay. Do you have a bunch of chickens running around in your backyard?
I wish. I don't. Well, but no, I wish I did.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, maybe not right now. Maybe it's for the best.
You would be more susceptible to catching the avian flu, bird flu.
Shout out to Parma Heights for not letting us have chickens, because this is a real thing that I would have had by now if Parma Heights allowed chickens.
Chickens and a boat.
And a boat. That's all. Right. That's all I want.
Okay, so there was another disease, though, that's going around that was brought up in the meeting yesterday, and I can't remember think of the name of it.
Norovirus.
What is it?
Norovirus.
Okay, that's the first time that I heard that term yesterday.
You never heard of norovirus?
Not until yesterday.
No.
And then last night, so it was a long day yesterday. It's our first day back to work. So my sleep schedule's already screwed up. I did not get a nap yesterday, and then I was shoveling snow, and then I had a dentist appointment last night. So it's a long day. And I was feeling like dizzy and lightheaded.
Oh.
And so Paul is like, oh my God, you're going to have I bet you have norovirus.
me and Paula need to hang out more.
And I'm like, no, I'm not sick. I know myself. It's just been a long day. I haven't eaten that much today. I'm just tired. I just overextended myself today. So I ended up going to bed last night at 9:30.
Okay.
And I woke up at 11:30.
Okay.
I have not been able to fall asleep since.
So Bill has been up since 11:30 p.m. yesterday.
I don't know what happened. I could not fall back asleep. I tried to read a little bit. I tried to fall back asleep. I tried to read again to see if that would just... I walked around the house. I had nothing else. I couldn't think of anything else to do.
I just imagine you like aimlessly roaming around your house. Like, I don't know what to do. It's so late, but also early.
So I feel like I'm a step behind everybody else.
Are like you on like your fifth wave yet? Or like, are you like exhausted?
My fifth what? My
your fifth wave.
Of what?
My energy?
Oh. I thought you were referring to like some sort of an illegal substance.
No.
I just have coffee over here.
Wow. Look at that.
It's just coffee. So hopefully I will make sense and I will be able to give all these questions here during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have boat show tickets coming up and you could play today. It's on the way. The Q Morning Show.
Wake up!
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Pam from Lorain is on the line. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us on. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Question one. The Muppet Gonzo is what color?
Blue.
Question two. In 2001, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake showed up to the American Music Awards wearing matching outfits made of what?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Leather?
Third question. One of these is not a color in the game of Uno. Orange or yellow?
Orange.
What is the hairstyle that involves bleaching the ends of your hair?
No clue.
And our final question today. How many games did the Browns win in the 2024 season?
Oh, good Lord. One.
It felt like one, didn't it, Pam?
It has. I can't remember the last.
She's on her way back in here, Pam. Thank you again for having us on. Do you want me to tell you how you did?
Sure.
Actually, I'm not going to because Alyssa has just sat down. I don't want to give her, like, any false confidence.
Okay.
Alyssa.
Yes?
Are you ready for your five questions?
Yes.
By the way, meet Pam and Lorraine.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Question number one. The Muppet Gonzo is what color?
Oh, purple. No?
No, I'm sorry. Gonzo is what color, Pam?
Blue.
Ah! Okay.
I almost said purple, too.
Question two. In 2001, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake showed up to the American Music Awards wearing matching outfits made of what?
Denim.
That is correct.
Iconic.
One of these is not a color in the game of Uno. Orange or yellow?
Orange.
That is correct. Our fourth question. What is the hairstyle that involves bleaching the ends of your hair?
That's it?
That's it.
An ombre? Whoa.
No, I'm sorry. I was looking for frosted tips.
Oh, come on.
Frosted tips.
Oh, okay.
So we go into our fifth question, and now I'm going to tell you the score because I want to put a little extra pressure on you.
Okay.
We're tied at two.
Oh, boy.
So you'll win the game right here, Alyssa.
So it's all or nothing right now.
Well, you'll win the game outright. We'll still have a tie today, but this will decide if you win 3-2.
Okay.
Our final question, how many games did the Browns win in the 2024 season?
Is it done?
Yeah, the season's over. Sorry to disappoint you. They will not be in the playoffs.
4.
Very close. Only 3.
Oh, wow. It was lower?
Lower than 4, yes.
Okay.
It was a dreadful season.
See, it's seasons like this that I wish we just went, like, 0 wins. Make it a perfect season.
Well, we do have the number 2 pick in the draft, so that's something to look forward to. Pam, you did wonderful. However, we have an official tie today, 2-2.
Darn it.
However, Pam, we do have tickets for the Progressive Cleveland Boat Show. We're going to set you up with some tickets.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Pam, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. So I found this list. The worst things that you could say to your coworker.
Okay.
According to this list, these phrases should probably just stay in your head and never be said in a work environment. So naturally, I want to know if I've ever said these to you.
So naturally, we're going to say them in a work environment right now.
Yes. Well, it's really just me and you.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. That's the only 2 people in this studio.
So number 1 on this list, that's not my job. Or maybe that's not my job.
Maybe
Putting the emphasis on the syllable there.
That's not my job.
I don't think that either of us have said that to each other. In fact, we have a pretty collaborative approach to everything that needs to be done on this show.
I was going to say, in fact, I feel like we're constantly fighting with like, no, I'll do it.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I'll do it.
Like, yeah. And then yesterday, like you were done with all your work and I still had more to do and you wouldn't leave. Because
no.
You're like, what else can I do?
Well, yeah, I sat here and waited. I'm like, well, I'm not going to leave until you're ready to leave.
These are the worst things that you could say to your coworker. I can't believe you make that much.
Oh. Oh, that's actually kind of funny.
I kind of have now this is not just with you. I've always had a longstanding policy not to discuss salary with anybody that I work with.
Well, sure. I feel like that's.
And so we don't have that conversation. I don't want to know how much you make.
It would be different, I think, if we worked in a different industry where there's like everybody's kind of making about the same. But radio's not quite like that. So.
No. This kind of goes along with number 1. Must be nice to leave early all the time. We've never said that to each other.
No.
No.
No, we've never said that.
I mean, I've worked with morning show people.
I've thought that in my head about people, but I've never said it to somebody out loud.
Yeah, I've worked at not necessarily at this cluster of radio stations, but in other clusters where you see the morning person walk in at 5:59 a.m. and leave at 10:01,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, how do I not have that job structure?
Well, like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I taking so long to do my work? But then it turns out that they're actually just not doing all their work.
The worst things you could say to your coworker, you look tired today.
I almost said that to you.
Today?
That's a joke. Because I knew that you'd been up all night.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, with us, it's like, it's a given. We know we look tired. There's really no need to point it out.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to not look tired in here.
This one makes me laugh. When I was your age.
Oh, you've done that to me.
Have I?
You have, but not in, like, a condescending way. It'll just be to like talk about something with like no. Usually it'll come up on our podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about when we both went to Kent State. And so you've done that a couple of times, but I'm never mad about it.
I think it's more like context, though.
When it is.
This happened to me then.
Yes.
It's not like.
It's not like when I was your age.
Yeah, it's not like that.
I already had 6 kids, like, in a house.
Oh, okay, yeah. I would never say my way is better.
Right.
That's what I would never do. Things you should never say to your coworker. Did you hear about office gossip? Office gossip in parentheses there.
I love office gossip. Why wouldn't I ask you if you've heard about it?
The thing is that we're really not in the know.
We're really not. So when we do have any office gossip, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, have you heard? Like, I get excited because it's not something we don't get water cooler talk here.
We're very isolated in here. Last thing on this list, and I know that I say this all the time, and I really I really don't know how to get around it. But I will always say something like, at my last company or at my last job. And I don't know how else to bring it up. But it's like, it's my past. It's my resume.
Yeah.
The last job that I had for 11 years.
Right.
And I also had my most success.
I don't see any issue in saying that. What's the problem with that?
So you don't have an issue with it? Because it's on this list, and I know that I say it all the time. And I do. I find myself when I say it, I'm like, I always say, well, at my last job, we did it this way.
And it's because we're trying to figure out different ways to do things.
Yeah.
So you pull from your past of like, well, we used to do it like this. I think that's fine. I do it too.
All right, good.
I talk about where I used to work. It just so happens that it's the same company that I work at now.
Yeah.
It was just somewhere else.
Okay. Well, then I guess we'll continue to work together this year.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm down.
Alyssa has admitted that she is going to quit this. My wife has already stated that she wants to quit this.
Another reason Paul and I need to be friends.
I think everybody's jumping the gun a little bit. We'll get into it coming up. The Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. So is this a New Year's resolution of yours? It is, isn't it? You're going to quit this in 2025.
I already quit it.
Oh, it's already done?
It's already done.
You're not even going to wait to see if somebody wants to stop you?
No.
You're not going to listen to reason first. You've just gone ahead and you've quit cold turkey.
I have.
What is that?
Amazon. I told you yesterday, one of my New Year's resolutions is to try to shop small and be more environmentally conscious. So this is one of the steps that I am taking to do that.
How long?
I canceled my Amazon membership.
How long were you an Amazon Prime member?
Many a years. But to be fair, I haven't really been using it lately. And by lately, I mean for like probably 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been paying for the membership fee.
Right.
And not actually getting anything.
Is it a monthly fee or is it a flat yearly fee?
I do the monthly.
Okay. What is it a month?
I mean, like a month, it was up to like $17 and then like another $9 tacked on for like Prime or something. It was like over $20.
I thought that's what it was. I thought it was the Prime membership. Is there some other membership?
Oh, sorry. Prime, like another $9 tacked on for like Amazon Prime Video, I should say.
Oh, gotcha.
So like it was like over $20 though.
I thought video was included in your Prime membership.
I thought that as well. But every single time that I would look at my bank statement, I'd have like two charges from Amazon. And I'm like, what is going on here?
So our family Prime membership is up next month. And my wife, Paula, has been telling me that she wants to quit Amazon, too.
Yeah, this has been a long time thing. You brought this up months ago.
And her thing is she feels like the novelty of it has worn off.
I agree with that fully.
Where you could get what you were looking for either same day or next day.
And that doesn't happen anymore.
It really doesn't.
No, I mean, even as a Prime member, you get Prime 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
That's what it says now. And for anybody out there that is maybe thinking about or just looking at like their bank statements and trying to figure out where can I cut costs and subscriptions, just if you're thinking about it for what it's worth, as long as you buy $35 worth of items on Amazon, your shipping is free anyways. And it's only like an extra 2 days that you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yes, you're not getting the instant gratification of it, but I can still shop on Amazon. It's just that I'm not going to be sitting there like the second that something pops into my head, I'm not just going to buy it. I'm going to wait till my cart gets to $35 so I get free shipping.
Yeah.
And then check out.
Yeah. Paula has pretty much stopped ordering things regularly on Amazon.
Same.
I don't order anything anyway on Amazon. The only thing that gives me pause is what is going to happen with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you might be like, what does one have to do with the other? Well, the Cavs and their TV broadcasts are going to be picked up or at least offered on Prime, I believe, next season.
Okay.
So
but that's next season. You got a while till that.
Because you can cancel and then come back,
right?
Yeah,
you can cancel and come back. And honestly, you could use a different email address and probably get like a nice little discount at first.
Okay.
Yeah, incognito.
216-474-0104. I guess the question is, have you already quit Prime? or are you thinking about quitting Prime? And if you have, if you've quit, what are the advantages of, I mean, do you notice the difference now in your life?
How's it going? Are you tempted to re-up your membership? Or are you, like, living just fine?
Because I'd also be interested if anybody quit but then went back.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They like, realize that they can't live without it. So.
I'm not going back. I'm not doing it.
We would be interested to hear your thoughts on this. 216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about quitting Prime because Alyssa has already done it. She has canceled her Prime subscription.
Bit the bullet.
My wife has been warning me for months now that when our subscription runs out, it's supposed to be next month, that she's not going to renew it. My wife's take on it is just, I'm just going to go out and get it myself. If it's going to take 2 to 3 days now,
exactly.
Or sometimes even longer, it's not worth it to wait. I'll just go out and get it myself cheaper. So Alyssa's done with Amazon, with Prime. Kara in Cleveland, are you done too?
I am done with Amazon Prime.
What made you cancel your subscription?
So just like Alyssa, I was tired of it telling me next day and then me getting it 3 days later. And also I realized I was buying a lot of crap I didn't really need because it's like $6.99, $5.99, and it's like, you know what, I don't need this. Why am I buying it? It's because it's just so convenient just to add to cart while you're scrolling in bed at night. Mm-hmm. Also, something I learned, and this was during the pandemic, Target is cheaper a lot of times than Amazon, and you can do Target drive up and get it in less than 2 hours. So cheaper and quicker than Amazon.
I do that too. That is actually part of how I'm getting through this canceling Amazon, is that I do drive up for Target. So I can still just do it on my phone, but I can also just stop and grab it on my way home from work. So if you want to talk about instant gratification, that's pretty instantaneous. That's not 2 to 3 days.
You're not going to be shocked by this at all, but I've never done the drive up thing. I'm just the kind of person that is just going to go in the store and go get it. I feel like if I do the drive up, it's going to be similar to me standing at self-checkout at the grocery store where I'm just, I all of a sudden turn into an 82-year-old man and I don't know how anything works. Yeah.
They literally just come out to your car and bring your groceries. It's pretty easy.
I'll figure out a way to screw that up somehow and make somebody's life miserable. Matt in Brunswick, tell us about how your family uses Prime. Are you still using it?
Yeah, so we're still using it. And my wife, I'd say a little bit more than I use it. But at the same time, there's a few factors that I've been pushing to kind of eliminate it completely as well. The big thing that we used it for a long time, outside of obviously Prime shipping, et cetera, was music and video. And now everything on Prime has commercials, even if we pay for a higher level of it. And then the music, every single time I request everything, it's like, do you want to sign up for a family plan? Do you want unlimited music? It's like they always try to upsell everything. So it's getting old real quick.
Okay. So you want out, but your wife is resisting?
She's listening right now. So we're both driving into work. So I don't want to put it that way because I do like it, obviously. It has a lot of benefits. But at the same time, I also see our Prime Visa bill every month. And I'm like, no, we could probably avoid half of this.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, give it a try. You can always re-up your membership.
I wish that I would have known, Matt, that your wife was listening right now, because we could have her on at the same time. We could do like an impromptu hash it out.
Yeah.
Let's bring on Matt's wife.
Babe, Stephanie, call on in. I'm driving my dog before dropping him off on the way to work. She's dropping our boys off on the way to work.
Right,
oh, wow.
Good.
I'm curious what the dinner conversation is going to be tonight.
A big, big argument.
About Amazon.
About canceling Amazon Prime. All right, so we could continue the conversation then. Maybe we'll get Stephanie on the phone. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for hanging with us.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Steve is listening to us in Independence. Steve, good morning.
Morning.
I have 5 questions for you. It is a 5-question trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yes, I am.
Question 1. What is the postal abbreviation for Arkansas?
AR.
Question 2. From Justin to Kelly, was a movie that starred Justin Guarini and Kelly who?
I don't know.
Question three. What is the device that musicians use to keep rhythm?
Oh, gosh, I'm not too sure.
Our fourth question is a true or false question. The letters Q and V are the highest scoring letters in Scrabble. Is that true or false?
True.
And our final question. A haboob is what type of storm?
A windstorm.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Would you like to know how you did today?
Not good. Maybe one right.
One right is correct. These might have been really difficult questions. We'll find out how Alyssa did.
Okay.
She is making her way back into the studio right now. This is Steve in Independence.
What's up, Steve?
What's up?
I'm not going to tell you how Steve did today. We're just going to jump in with your five questions, Alyssa.
All right. Sounds good.
Here we go. What is the postal abbreviation for Arkansas?
AK.
I'm sorry. It's AR.
Oh.
AK is Alaska.
Oh, that's not Arkansas.
Steve got that one right.
Good job, Steve.
Question two. From Justin to Kelly was a movie that starred Justin Guarini and Kelly who?
Clarkson.
That is correct.
Season one, American Idol. Let's go.
What is the device that musicians use to keep rhythm?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's right there.
A metronome.
That's correct. True or false, the letters Q and V are the highest scoring letters in Scrabble.
False. I feel like X has got to be worth more.
It's actually Q and Z. So not Q and V, it's Q and Z are the highest scoring letters
not
in Scrabble.
X?
Not X.
Wow.
Our final question, a haboob.
All right, Brandon,
is what
you still
type
there?
Of storm?
A haboob?
Yeah.
I don't know. Brandon?
Think of all the elements.
A snowstorm.
It is not.
I wish it was.
No, that is a dust storm.
How nice would that be to be like, wow, we got a bad kaboob out there.
We used to get them all the time in Arizona. That's why it occurred
to me. Is that like actually something that people would say?
A haboob?
Yes.
Yeah. When it moved in, you had to pull your car over to the side of the road because there was so much dust.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just couldn't take that seriously. I would be like, oh, sorry, it's a haboob.
Final tally here as I count them up. Alyssa had three correct today. Unfortunately, Steve only had the first question, the Arkansas question. That's the only one he got right today.
Steve.
Yeah.
It's okay, Steve.
Wasn't so good.
Would you like some tickets to the Cleveland Boat Show? We've got some tickets for you if you'd like them.
Sure.
Thank you so much for listening to the show.
They are all yours.
Oh, thank you. My name is Steve, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So I just saw this on the news, on the TV. We have Fox 8 in here. And so I did a little investigating.
Uh-oh, he's got his detective cap on.
Are you a fan of Chick-fil-A waffle fries? You can say no if you're not.
I'm actually not.
Okay.
No, I don't like waffle fries.
I guess if I had to choose a particular fry, I wouldn't put the Chick-fil-A waffle fries. I think it'd be in my top five. I don't think it would be. It's not my number one.
Oh, wow. Even top five. That's generous, in my opinion.
However, fans of Chick-fil-A waffle fries are outraged right now.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, Chick-fil-A has changed the recipe of the fries.
Are they still waffle fries?
They are still waffle fries. But what Chick-fil-A is doing, according to this, it's a new recipe that they just introduced late last year. It's designed to keep the fries crispier for longer. But fans of the waffle fries are saying that there's this gritty texture to it now.
Oh.
And the taste is drier. So what they're doing is, I guess it's called pea starch.
What?
P-E-A starch.
I thought it was something else.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Like, this is a thing on social media.
Like, people actually, like, real mad? Or
yes.
Are they, like, pretend mad? Like, ha-ha,
no,
internet mad?
They're really mad. They're calling it fry frustration.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
And so they're trying to plead with Chick-fil-A to listen to the customers and reverse the decision and bring back the original recipe of Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
I'm just going to dare to be different. I haven't even had these new waffle fries. But you know what, Chick-fil-A? These are better.
216-474-0104. You know what I want to do? I don't know what time Chick-fil-A opens. Is it possible to like get some Chick-fil-A waffle fries and try them? Like at this hour?
What time do they open?
I don't know.
Let me see.
What would we do? We'd have to Grubhub?
Yeah, we'd probably have to Grubhub them here, I guess.
All right. We'll figure that out. Have you noticed the change with the Chick-fil-A waffle fries? And are you outraged?
Oh, good news. They open at 6:30 a.m.
Can you get waffle fries at 6:30 a.m. now?
I don't see why not. They're open. What else are you going to get at Chick-fil-A?
Well, they serve breakfast.
Do they?
I think so.
Oh.
I think that's why they open at that time.
Huh. Okay.
216-474-0104. If you've noticed the change with the Chick-fil-A waffle fries, we are just curious on your thoughts on this big change. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Lisa in Grafton joining us. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you enjoy Chick-fil-A and the waffle fries?
I love them, but not lately.
Not lately?
Yes.
You love them? You love the fries, but you don't love them lately, or you haven't had them lately?
I have them lately. I just don't love them lately, and I've noticed something different about them.
Okay.
Oh.
When was the last time you had Chick-fil-A and waffle fries?
It had to be like September, and let me say their waffle fries were one of my favorites.
Okay. What was the change that you noticed in September?
I just recently noticed the change.
Okay. What was that change that you noticed?
They seem like they're greasier. Like, they just taste greasy.
Okay.
They didn't taste that way before.
Okay, so was that the change, though?
I don't know.
Because you would think the description of what Chick-fil-A has done with the fries to make them crispier, that's different than what Lisa is describing. Because they put the pea starch on it to make the waffle fries crispier.
Yeah.
So if she had greasy fries, that makes no sense. I guess we'd have to know exactly when they made the change.
Yeah, we'd have to really put our detective caps on for that.
Okay.
Really dig in.
Oh, great. Now there's more questions than answers at this point.
Oh, no.
Will we even have an answer today? Who knows? We're running out of time. Q104. I got this feeling. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. We were trying to get to the bottom of what's going on at Chick-fil-A. Apparently, we heard that they changed their waffle fries.
And people are outraged.
It's a story on the news today about how Chick-fil-A is now adding something called pea starch to their waffle fries.
And it's P-E-A.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's supposed to make them crispier.
Which, but I'm not going to lie, I think that Chick-fil-A's fries could use some crispierness.
But fans of the waffle fries are saying that it's changed the taste, it's adjusted the taste. 216-474-0104. You can call us as well as text us. Someone texted in, I had the waffle fries last night.
Oh!
From Chick-fil-A. I think they are very dry and have a weird texture. I told my son that they changed them, and he said that he couldn't tell the difference. The son was oblivious. So,
okay, now I feel like we should do a taste test.
Yes, how do we do that? Like, how do we... Do we order fries tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to order some.
And have them delivered to the show tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Because I could go get them today.
But I don't want to eat those tomorrow.
Yeah, the next day?
I'm not eating day-old waffle fries. Come on.
Yeah, it would not be a very scientific taste test.
No, I'm not going to like them no matter what.
We will work on that. As long as Arby's doesn't change their curly fries, I'm really fine.
Yeah, as long as they don't touch those, I'm going to be okay.
And I say that. Those are my favorite fries, Arby's curly fries.
So good.
But I haven't had them in 5 years. I don't know.
Why?
It's been a long time.
Arby's is my favorite fast food chain. Fun fact about me, I'm the only person you'll ever meet that says that probably. But there's Arby's everywhere in Ohio. I've had so much Arby's over the last like 8 months. It's been so nice.
Bring me some curly fries.
Okay. Done.
I want day-old Arby's curly fries.
I will do that for you tomorrow.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
Bill and Alyssa are real life. Real Cleveland.
First thing I turn on when I wake up.
This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.